Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, we just prayed. You know, we just talked about last couple of days about Israel, mm-hmm. what's been happening. We've asked everyone to stand boldly and continue not to waver during this time and to pray. Mm-hmm. Well, as we recently shared on VFN Radio, you know, Israel has been having to deal with two kind of situations, if you will. Mm-hmm. One on their northern border with Syria and then one on the southern border with Gaza. Mm-hmm. And the Jerusalem Post, Pat and Chris, they're actually sharing and reporting that Egypt, I don't understand that yet, but Egypt mediates a truce on the Gaza border. Uh-huh. And says Israel and Hamas agree to hold their fire unless attacked. Mm. And Defense Minister Barak praises the resilience of the rocket racked south. Mm-hmm. Basically, this barrage occurred over a 4-day period of time, mm-hmm. where these small number of rockets, you know, went over into Israel. Mm-hmm. And so they say that an official close to the Egyptian team or whoever is mediating says that the message was clear, and Israel too told Egypt that they were not interested in escalation if the rocket firing stopped. I mean, of course, Israel's not interested in continuing any kind of conflict. I mean, right. They're only trying to defend themselves.
Right. You know what exactly. I mean?
So there's no reason to instigate or keep a conflict going. Mm-hmm. The only reason they got into it to begin with is because, those were rockets that were sent over. Mm-hmm. I love what Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. I mean, I just so support him. Mm-hmm. I mean, I so support him for the love he has for Israel, for his people, right. and for his willingness to be bold and have courage. Mm-hmm. When his back is completely against the wall. And he says this, whoever thinks that he can routinely attack the daily lives of the residents of the South without paying a heavy price is mistaken. Mm-hmm. He says this, I am responsible for choosing the right time to exact the highest possible price, and so it will be. Mm-hmm. He's just putting it out there. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? I like a leader that just speaks English, you know what I'm saying, and, mm-hmm. and just makes it plain,
right.
and willing to take bold stance and moving in courage. Also, the cabinet agreed that if the rocket fire renewed, I mean, you know what, we there's a truce now, but mm-hmm. my goodness, how long has this been happening? You know, there's a temporary truce. We're not going to put too much stock. You know, in this, but we will celebrate the fact that no one in Israel is going to be, you know, right now there's a temporary reprieve. Mm-hmm. But he says that the cabinet agreed that if the rocket fire is renewed, then Israel would increase the severity of its response of deteriorating further violence from the Palestinians. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it's going to be the next time there's going to be a heightened action.
Right.
And, so it's really good. And then, of course, the defense Barak minister, Ehud Barak, says that clearly this isn't over. So they're not naive in this truce. You know, the least naive people out there, I would dare say the Jewish people are, you know, fool me once, okay, but I don't think you're going to get over on them a second time.
No, right.
And he says, clearly this isn't over. We will decide how and when to act the minute there will be a need to do so. And this is just, you know, similar statements that they have said before. So for right now, just an update on what's going on there in Israel on the Gaza Strip. You know, there is a temporary truce. And so listen, mm-hmm. continue to pray. I mean, absolutely. I believe the Lord answered our prayers. Continue Amen. To pray. We're not, there's no interest in no kind of war. There's no interest in any kind mm-hmm. of increased military activity. We just want peace mm-hmm. In Israel. We just want an end to any type of conflict or any type of mm-hmm. rockets, hello, being fired
right.
against Israel. So continue to pray and stand with those that stand boldly for Israel. If you just tuned in today to VFN Radio and you just found out about this today, listen, I want to encourage you, VFNTV.com mm-hmm. and go to the VFN Torch. You'll see an image right there on the website, VFNTV.com, a logo. Select that logo, and all you have to do in the right-hand corner you'll see a little search bar. Type in Israel, and you'll see several highlights, we like to call them, on the topics of Israel and how it relates. But you can put Israel on right. there.
Right, now logo you know, says VFN Torch, by the way.
Absolutely, says yeah. VFN Torch. Thank you, Pat. Mm-hmm. You know, we said, too, that this is important, that as soon as this prophetic word that was shared, that as soon as Israel has to fire the first shot to defend itself, mm-hmm. I mean, this is, because of the administration and the position that they've allowed Israel to be, which is our ally. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is our friend.
Right.
There has been no closer ally in the Middle East than Israel.
Absolutely.
Zero.
Right.
You know, I know several of us have been to Israel. When I went to Israel, I remember being in Jerusalem and down in the market, and I was, you know, purchasing some stuff and mm-hmm. and when I was down there, I had a chance to talk with some of the locals, which is really great. And they showed to me Jerusalem. I was looking at this leather bag, this satchel, and uh-huh. it had Jerusalem, I guess, etched or stamped in it. Mm-hmm. And he took the word, he showed me in the middle of the word Jerusalem, USA.
Really?
And yeah. And I thought,
you're right.
Wow.
You're right.
I said, he says, we stand. He says, we stand with USA.
Oh, wow.
We stand with USA.
Oh, cool.
And I thought, wow, how amazing, which is so cool. But they stand with us. Mm-hmm. We need to stand with them. We know believers are standing with them, but our nation needs mm-hmm. to stand with them. So right. continue to pray, and we'll keep you updated on developments and what's happening. But I know one thing. There's no type of defense like prayer defense. You know, you can have all kinds of anti-ballistic.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. You know, dome technology. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you, nothing like prayer to bring anything down.
That's right.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.